feel that.
The Gemara Megillah Daf Dalet quotes the statement of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that Chayav Adam Nikros is a Megillah Balayla Beyom, and is obligated to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it during the day. And Tosus raises the following question: what about the bracha of Shechianu? That obviously that is recited Balayla, but when you go ahead and repeat the Kriyas Megillah Beyom, do you again recite the bracha? Do we argue like when it comes to Ner Chanukah that obviously the bracha of Shechianu is only recited at the first time and subsequently not? Or perhaps do we argue that there's certain qualities of Kriya Samegillah that apply to the Kriya Bayom that were not yet fulfilled at night, and therefore that could warrant the bracha of Shechianu? So Tosus writes that we repeat the bracha of Shechianu. Why exactly is that true? Because Tosus writes that the Ikar Persumei Nisa is Bayom, it is not Balayla. And since there is that additional element of Pirsum Hanes Biyom, that justifies the bracha of Shechianu. You see clearly, according to Tosus' view, that Pirsumei Nisa is not just simply Berov Am Hadras Melech, that you know that is preferable to perform a mitzvah in the company of others, but rather more than that, that Pirsumei Nisa is considered to be an inherent part, a quality of Kriyas HaMegillah itself. And therefore, if there's an abundance of Pirsum Hanes Biyom as opposed to Laila, so that would warrant a bracha of Shechianu. You know, the Gemara debates, Machlokas Rav and Rav Asi, whether a person can only fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur, or whether a person can even lay in the Megillah by himself. And we paskan like Rav, that even B'yachid, one would be obligated to read the Megillah, and the Tav Tosus and the Afayamud Aleph, a fascinating Diyun and Tosus, do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah when you read it by yourself? Tosus concludes that yes. Tosus says this is the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Yish Yerushalayim, and there's a Tshuva of Rashi that supports this position. You know, it sounds striking. If I were asked, you would probably say, of course, no, there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. But Tosus entertains not necessarily. The mitzvah B'Shlemusa has to be that which lends itself to the element of Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore, perhaps, one cannot read the Megillah other than B'Tzibur. And if that indeed is true, that maybe a bracha is not recited even according to the Shita of Rav. But you see, clearly, according to Tosus, that since there's an abundance of Pirsum Hanes Bayom, therefore you repeat the bracha of Shechianu. And this is against the view of the Rambam. Because the Rambam in Perak Aleph of Hilchos Megillah explains Shechianu was only recited once. And when you read the Megillah the second time, just like other mitzvos, that subsequently you don't recite a bracha of Shechianu at all. So a machlokas between Tosus and the Rambam. In fact, when you look in the Rugged Shavar, the Rugged Shavar writes that perhaps part of this machlokas is what exactly is the relationship between Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Is it mere repetition? Or are there qualities, there are elements to the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom that one did not fulfill Balayla? So one, according to Tosus, Pirsumei Nisa, maybe one could explain another quality that you find in the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom uniquely, and that is a Gemara later, the Yudalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara questions, why is it that we do not recite Hallel during the time of Purim? And the Gemara has three possibilities. The Gemara suggests that perhaps Hallel B'tzibur is only on a nes in Eretz Yisrael, but not on a nes in Chutz Laretz, and therefore no Hallel is recited. Or Rava says, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Hanan, we find ourselves today in a similar situation to the Jews of Shushan, and therefore we don't recite a bracha of Shechianu. And Rav Nachman says that the Kriyas, Zoi Halayla, that the Kriyas HaMegillah itself is considered to be a kiyum of Hallel. One would have thought that if you have a machlokes between Rav and Rav Nachman, you pass on like Rav, the Rambam surprisingly cites Rav Nachman. The Rambam writes that we don't recite Hallel because Kriyas Zui Halela. The Miri, in fact, writes, if for whatever reason a person is in a situation where he doesn't have a Kriyas HaMegillah, he's obligated to recite Hallel, the Shita of the Miri, because Kriyas Zui Halela. I would ask you the following. When exactly is that true? When do you assume Kriyas Zui Halela? So Hallel almost always is Bayom, not Balayla. The Gemara tells us, based on Psukim, Zehayom asa Hashem na'gila v'nismecha b'ach, or Mizrach Shemesh ad Mavo'o, Hallel is always Bayom. The Hallel, the Lel Seder, we've discussed many times in the Shiurim, that's a quite unique, remarkable type of Hallel that seems to go in the face of all the typical Dinei HaHallel. But one is simply, Hallel is Bayom. That Hallel B'Layla is something which is quite unique. Part of the Mitzvah of the Rambam seems to indicate of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the typical Chiyuv of Hallel is considered to be that which is Bayom. And I once commented that the Rambam, the very beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos, the first Shoresh, writes that, you know, when you're enumerating the Tayag Mitzvos, you cannot count Mitzvos Drabanan. You can only count Mitzvos that are Min HaTorah. And he objects to the Halachas Gedolos that includes in Tayag Mitzvos, Mitzvos Drabanan as well. And one of the objections of the Rambam is Hallel, is Hallel, because the Baha'i counts Hallel as among the Tayag Mitzvos. The Rambam writes that Hallel is only a Din Drabanan. Not only does the Baha'i count Hallel, but the Baha'i counts Hallel repeatedly in his Minyan Mitzvos. The Rambam writes there are 18 times that the Baha'i counts Hallel, that he should, Yurches Yamim, Shagram Levasa Hallel. The Baha'i counts each one separately. So the Rambam writes, it cannot be, Hallel is only Din Rabbanan. How is it possible that the Lachas Gedolos includes 18 mitzvahs of Hallel in his Sefer HaMitzvahs? Fascinating machlokas. I would just make the following comment. When you look in the Lachas Gedolos, the Baha'i counts Hallel 19 times. Not 18 times, 19 times. The Rambam says, how can you count 18 mitzvahs of Hallel? Because one of the times the Baha'i counts it is the Lel Seder, is the Lel Seder. And that the Rambam admits, that is a Din D'Oraisa. That is a Din D'Oraisa. So when the Rambam is masig, the Rambam writes, I'm going to disagree with you on 18 of them. 18 out of the 19. One, oh, the Lel Seder, I'll grant you. But not all the others. Because that Hallel is unique Hallel. That's a Hallel of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. The typical Hallel is only Bayom. So I'll ask you the following question then. That Halacha Rav Nachman, Kriya Samagila is Hallel. When is that true? Hallel B'Layla or Hallel Bayom? Apparently, Hallel Bayom. Hallel Bayom, Hallel B'Layla. It's not that Purim would be similar to Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would be such a mitzvah on Purim. But simply, just like on a typical full-blown yantif, you recite Hallel. So on this quasi, on the semi-yantif of Purim, why isn't there a recitation of Hallel? And indeed there is. That's the Hallel Bayom. So one could argue that perhaps one of the added elements of Kriya Semigila Bayom that is lacking at night is that Kiyum of Hallel. You know that very Gemara, Megillah Daf Dalet, when it quotes the Psukim for Hallel, the Gemara says, L'man yizemer chavod v'lo yidom, the Gemara says, is Laila, L'man yizemer chavod is Bayom. That's the Kiyum of Shira, the Kiyum of Hallel. In which case, if you were to ask the Rambam what is unique about Hallel Bayom as opposed to Hallel B'Layla, maybe the Rambam would answer, the Kiyum of Hallel. That's what's unique about the Kriya Samegillah. On Hallel, you never recite a bracha of Shechiyonu on the recitation of Hallel. Not surprising, then, that the Rambam would argue that even if the Hallel Bayom is something which is unique, Kriya Samegillah, because of the Hallel, but nonetheless, no bracha of Shechiyonu, because, after all, you don't recite the bracha of Shechiyonu on the Kiyum of Hallel itself. So one element of uniqueness of Hallel Bayom, Tosafot says, in abundance of Pirsumei Nisa. Secondly, right, the Kiyum of Hallel, based on the Rambam Shita, Rav Nachman, and perhaps even a further, maybe most basic distinction. When you look throughout the Megillah, there are many mitzvahs that you fulfill on Purim, and invariably, every mitzvah is Bayom, and not Balayla. Every mitzvah is Bayom, not Balayla. A person will try to fulfill their mitzvah Sudas Purim, Balayla, not Bayom. You'll tell a person you're not Yotze. Hayomim ha'ilin yizkarim v'nasim. The day, that is the time that the mitzvahs of Purim are indeed fulfilled. You know, the B'nai Kfar, they had a particular problem. No, they couldn't have a separate Kriya Samegillah. So it was necessary, the opening Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, that they would go to the big city in any case, and therefore Chazal granted them that allowance to read the Megillah at that particular time. The Ran writes, in Megillah Daf Aleph and Daf Harif, how often did they lay in the Megillah, the B'nai Kfar? The Ran writes, only once, only during the day. They didn't, at night. At night they didn't make that journey to the big city. They would only do so during the day. That Bnei Kfar, only during the day would read the Megillah, not at all at night. You look in the Mishnayot. It's interesting. There's no reference whatsoever to Kriyas HaMegillah Balayo. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayo. What exactly does that mean? So the Shagasai writes in Turiyat and Megillah and Daftalid, the Takana of Beis Dino Shomornachai. The Megillah itself, that was only a Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, not a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla at all. Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was later. That was a much later Takana. How later is later? A little bit unclear. That there is a day in the Binyan Shlomo, Simenon Ches, or Shlomo Vilna, who suggests that Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla was a Takanas Amoraim. Takamas Amalil. Takana of the Amoraim. Where, who, what? Megillah Daftalit, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Chayev Adam Nikras is a Megillah Balayla, that was a new Takana. It sounds striking that the Tanaim did not read the Megillah at night. It sounds striking. I had thought Pashup Shatz against the Gemara in Megillah and Darchav. You know, that mission, as I mentioned, discusses the Zmanim of Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom. So the Gemara has the Kash. The Gemara says, Leimit Tahavi Tiyufdu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The mission is against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because the Mishnah only mentions Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, Rabbi Shimon Levi said you have to read the Megillah at night as well. The Gemara says, no, it's not. Even if this was the Takanas Amoraim, didn't exist in the time of the Mishnah. And that was a simple teretz, right? And that is, you know why the Mishnah doesn't mention Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? Because there was no Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. Plus, Shabbat in the Gemara is that there was Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. But one could still maintain, as the Shagasari does, that that wasn't the initial Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah. That was a later takana. And I would frame it really as follows. You know, not all dinim d'araisa are equal. Not all dinim d'rabbanan are equal. That's what the Prima Gadim discusses in the Psicha Kaleles, right, that there is a hierarchy of dinim d'rabbanan. The closer a din d'rabbanan is linked to a pasuk, the more chomor the din d'rabbanan is. That's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin, where the ritva writes, that's the concept of an asmachta. Right? So an asmachta is not just simply an association of a din d'rabbanan with a pasuk. The ritva references seems to be, right, the comment of the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayis that an asmachta is almost like a mnemonic, l'zichron dvarim. You know, how do you remember all these dinim d'rabbanan? You kind of link it to a pasuk. So the Ritva writes that yishtakeyav lo yomer, this should not be said. The Ritva writes divrei minusu. Take a look at the Ritva. Shandav tezai, apikursus, to say such a thing. No, and asmachta is like a memory device. This, he writes, is kavana sabore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded this in the pasuk. Not as a din d'araisa, because it doesn't have the same status as that which is min ha-Torah, but an asmacht is much more chamur. Many assume a suffix in asmacht is l'chumra, not just simply l'kula. And that's why the Gemara will always look for that element of a reference in Torah Shavich Sav to that which we know is considered to be a din d'rabbanan itself. When it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, Drabanan, a Takana Drabanan, here one could argue much more than that. This is a Me'iri in Megillah Daf Yutes. Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. It's referenced in Kisvei HaKodesh. Now, the Megillah insists that you have to read the Megillah on Purim. If that is ordained from Kisvei HaKodesh, from Megillah Esther, that's just simply like a Takana Drabanan. In which case, the Shagasari points out the following, that two chidushim. Chidush number one is that Kriyas HaMegillah is not just simply Drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah. Meaning that it's ordained in Kisvei HaKodesh. Number two, Kriyas HaMegillah, Divrei Kabbalah, is only Bayom and not Balayla. So a person were to ask you, when I lay in the Megillah, what exactly am I fulfilling? Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is a Takana Drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, that already is the Takana of Beis Dino Shomorechai. That already is Midivrei Kabbalah. That is ordained by the Psukim of the Megillah itself. And therefore, right, the different elements of Kriyas HaMegillah. A Kriyas HaMegillah Midivrei Kabbalah Bayom, and a Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, which is only a din drabanan. So two chidushim. the elevated status of Kriya Samadivre Kabbalah, and now the possible distinction that maybe that was split, the Kriya Samadivre during the day and at night. If that really is true, when you made the Megillah during the day, this is a new Mitzvah Kabbalah that as of yet was not fulfilled whatsoever. And therefore that would warrant a bracha of Shechiano, our Shita, the Shita of the Balei HaTos, is that a bracha of Shechiano is recited even Bayam. The No Debir also makes this comment that Kriya Samegillah Balayla is not exactly parallel to Kriya Samegillah Bayam. The No Debir and the Chuvas and Simon Mem Aleph as just a fascinating case where there was a month, Adar, that was quite overcast, quite cloudy. And there was no opportunity to say Kiddush Levana. All of a sudden, you know, in the middle of Kriya Samegillah, Levana was curious. Now, all of a sudden, the noise, all of a sudden it appears. So what do you do? What do you do in that particular case? I mean, you know, it was concerned. Kriya Samegillah, we can do, we'll continue later. But Kiddush Levana is a mitzvah overis. Maybe you have to seize the moment to go ahead and do Kiddush Levana right now in the middle of Kriya Samegillah. That was the psak of as a note of Yehuda, that one should stop in the middle and be Mekadesh Levana, and then go ahead and go back. It's amazing. The Balabatim listen without Hefsek. That's a Chiddush. No? Many shows, you can imagine the tumult. No? You can imagine the tumult. No? That's what the note of Yehuda writes. And in the course of that shuv, he writes to recognize Kriya Samegillah Balayla is Drabanan. It's not Kriya Samegillah, which indeed is Medivre Kabbalah. So you have Mitzvah Drabanan of Kriya Samegillah and a Mitzvah Drabanan of Kiddush Levana, which is a Mitzvah Overis that you might not be able to fulfill. You know, in the Chazal, you have different expressions that are used to teach us that you have to seize the first opportunity to perform a Mitzvah. Sometimes, Zrizim Akdim in the Mitzvahs, the Sugya Yimsachem and Afdalid, but the Gemara Yavam has a principle which is called Shivi Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. Don't delay in the performance of a mitzvah. When you look in the Gemara, it does seem that these are independent principles. Zrizim Akdimim normally is not a fear that the mitzvah will go unfulfilled. It's just a question, let's do it earlier than later. Zrizim Akdimim. Shivi Mitzvah Mashinan is when there's a concern if you delay, the mitzvah may not be fulfilled at all. You know, the Gemara says, for example, Rachmana Litzlan, a person dies without children, there's a mitzvah of Yibul, Vaya Bechor Asher Teleid, means that the Gadol, the oldest brother, should be the one to do Yibum or Chalitza. What happens if the oldest brother is in Medina Sayyam? He's thousands of miles away. So the Gemara says, no, let another brother do it, because Shiha Mitzvah Lo Mashinan. It's not just a matter of Zrizim Akdimim. We have to do Yibum today and not tomorrow. No, the flight is not tomorrow. No, the time of the Gemara, he's thousands of miles away. You're going to say, wait. It can end up being an indefinite wait, into which case maybe the mitzvah will not be fulfilled at all. That already is a form of Shiha Mitzvah Lo Mashinan, where delay could risk that the mitzvah will not be performed. Like that true of Sadeshin, that, you know, that one would treat Kiddush Levana differently at the beginning of the Zman as opposed to the end of the Zman. So at the beginning of the Zman, let's say, we'll wait until the minhag of Motzei Shabbos. But already the time is ticking, and the window is narrowing. We're not going to say, let's wait until. You may end up not being able to fulfill the mitzvah at all. That's the concept of Shiha Mitzvah, Lo Mashinan. But there as well, the Nodavi distresses, the status of Kriya Samegillah Bayom and Kriya Samegillah Balayla. So that's kind of a fascinating issue, that what exactly is Kriya Samegillah? Drabanan, or is it considered to be Divrei Kabbalah? One could envision differences. In Tafresh Pei Zayin, there the Prima Gadim discusses the following. How do you paskin in a suffix regarding Kriya Samegillah? Lakula l'chumra, lakula l'chumra. Drabanan is lakula, Divrei Kabbalah, suffix Divrei Kabbalah. Prima Gadim writes is Kedivrei Torah Damian. And therefore, suffix would be l'chumra. Quotes the Taz, for example. Can you be able to say Kriya Samegillah during Ben Hashmashas? During Ben Hashmashas. For mitzvah Drabanan, yes. Tosos writes, Semenachos, the Samach Vav, Sfira Sora Bizmanazez Drabanan. And therefore, one can already count Sfira during Ben Hashmashas. Tosos even entertains maybe it's preferable to count Ben Hashmashas, because once you can, maybe you should, because you want as much of the day to be counted. So once I give you the green light and say you can count, maybe it's best to count during that time. But not if something is daraisa, not if something is divrei kabbalah. So it's fascinating. The Prima Gadim cites the Taz that writes with the paskin lechumra, even for kriya samigala balayim. But the Taz is assuming that Kriya Samadhi Kabbalah, not only Bayom, even Balayla as well. And others disagree and make that split in Shabrura later in Tafrei Study Bays. And the Shar HaTzion suggests maybe a difference between Kriya Samadhi Bayom, Kriya Samadhi Balayla, and maybe at night, Safek Lukula, during the day, Safek Lachumra, because during the day is considered to me that which is Midivrei Kabbalah. It's an important psak. You know, so one nafkamin would be exactly that issue. You know, the very next siman in Tafresh Peches, that's the siman of Purim Mishulash, not this year. But let's assume Yadav falls out on Friday. So Tesva, let's say, Ben Yerushalayim is going to read the Megillah on Shabbos. Read the Megillah, no, that you don't do, no? A Gzera Derabba, the Bavli has, no? They're just like, you're not known to Lulav and Esrog. When Sukkot falls on Shabbos, you're not to okay if the Shofar on Shana falls on Shabbos. So too, you don't read the Megillah on Purim Shechalias B'Shabbos. So when do they read? On Friday. So, unique. Now, in that case, the whole world is reading the Megillah on Yedal. But I'll point out the following Ha'ara, though. For us, that's a mitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah. For Ben Yerushalayim, who's reading on the Friday, that's only mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Because the Gzeira d'Rabba is the Din d'Rabbanan. That Medivrei Kabbalah, you're supposed to reading the Megillah on Shabbos, Pashup Shat and Bavli. Maybe a difference in Yerushalmi. Yes, that's kind of amazing. The whole world is reading the Megillah on the same day. For some, it's a mitzvah Medivrei Kabbalah. For others, it's only mitzvah d'Rabbanan. Ben Yerushalayim wants to be motzei a Benir and Kriyas HaMegillah. I say, no, you're only chayiv d'rabbanan. I'm chayiv midivrei kabbalah. In such a case, it's not going to fly. Now, how can that work? In that case, an interesting possibility. You know, but you can have the same chiyuvim. You know, there's a tshuva in the Maral Diskin, or Diskin has very sharp tshuvas. Now, like that case of Purim Mishulash, the bar mitzvah boy, you know, his bar mitzvah is tesvav, right? He can't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. He's not allowed to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. No, so he's going to lay in on Friday. He's a katan on Friday. Now, is he obligated, right, Mikar Hadin, to lay in the Megillah on Friday before his bar mitzvah that year? He's not obligated at all. Not obligated. Moral Diskin entertains like an incredible possibility. Now, the Ritva is bothered in Sukkah. Let's say you have a bris on Shabbos. So we perform a bris on Shabbos. Why isn't there a Gzera Derabba? No? We're so afraid you might carry the shofar, you carry the lulav. That can really happen when it comes to bris milah as well. You end up carrying everything that's necessary for the bris milah. Why is there no gzer d'rabba when it comes to bris milah? Rav Soloveitchik is always fond of quoting the Teretz that bris milah itself is chilul Shabbos. And milah bizman is doches haShabbos. So if it's doches haShabbos midaraisa, do you necessarily have a gzer d'rabba that it might lead to a case of chilul Shabbos? This mitzvah is chilul Shabbos and it's doches haShabbos. The Ritva writes the following teretz, they're fascinating, and that is the look. You know, when you have a mitzvah that everyone is doing, so you have to account for everyone, no? So all of Klal Yisrael is going to go ahead and take a lulav and esrog. There are going to be certain people who will end up doing so, right, on Shabbos. But that's not true when it comes to bris milah. Bris milah here, how many people are engaging in bris milah on Shabbos? A very select few. And in that case, there's no gzera d'rabba. You know what? Everybody else will see to it that it's done properly. If everyone else is doing so, everyone in the situation, the multitude is made up of, you know, many different types of people, some of which might end up violating, right, this refotzah. But if you have a mitzvah which is not incumbent upon kol echad v'echad, you don't have to be concerned about the gzera d'rabba. It's a fascinating psak of the Maral Diskin, that this bar mitzvah boy on Shabbos. Right, so who's going to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos? Everybody else is going to lay on Friday. It's just a select few that's going to be laying on Shabbos. No, those who are bar mitzvah on Shabbos, so that possibility, such a chiddush. No, that in that instance, he would lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no gzera d'rabba, when only a select few are performing the mitzvah, not others. Pretty significant chiddush. But in this issue, now Divrei Kabbalah, it's an important case. This is relevant, you know, for the Kasha of Tosfos, and this is the Meiri's Chiddush. The sugya in Megillah Daf Yotes that a katan cannot lay in the Megillah for a gadol. Why not? If Kriyas HaMegillah is only the Rabbanan, In the mitzvah d'rabbanan, can't a katan be motzi a gadol? Like Rav Brachos and Daf Chav, that ben mevarich la'aviv, a katan can be motzi a gadol berchas hamazon as long as the gadol didn't eat the shir d'arais, only the shir d'rabbanan, made a kazayis. Because asi d'rabbanan, mapik d'rabbanan. So why is it that a katan cannot lane the Megillah for a gadol? Why is that out of the question? Why can that not be done? So the Miri writes, this is exactly the answer. Chiddush, this is exactly the answer. Because chinuch means the katan is a bar chiyuv v'drabanan. But the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is midivrei Kabbalah. Is midivrei Kabbalah. That's why katan can't be motzi a gadol. Because lo asi drabanan, umapik divrei Kabbalah, that's mafurish, that's a meiri. In Megillah and Daf Yates, an important chiddush. You know, this could answer as well the sheet of halachos gadolos, that women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah. Women cannot be motzi men in Kriyas HaMegillah. Why exactly is that true? Men are obligated, women are obligated. Shagasari suggests it's a possibility, because Tosus writes that afin ha'ibos ohanes is only drabanan, which means the obligation of women in Kriyas HaMegillah is only drabanan. The obligation of men is midivrei Kabbalah. So maybe that's why the Bach says, despite the fact women are obligated, it's not the same tier. And Ritzi Pesa Frank and Marcheshes have the following deum then. Can a katan or a woman read the Megillah for a gadol at night? If night is only a din, derabanan. So what happens in such an instance? If the whole reason is Zibri Kabbalah, but maybe that's only bayom, maybe that's not considered to be true when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, right? Balayla. Tosus gives a different answer. The Tosus and the Futes and Megillah writes as follows, that, you know, there's Daraisa, there's Drabanan, but then there's something which is called a Trei Drabanan. That's a Chiddush of Tosus. Something called a Trei Drabanan. In other words, that you can have an individual, a Gadol. He is a Bar Chiyuv in Mitzvos Min HaTor. But Kriyas HaMegillah is only Drabanan. So when a Katan reads, when a Gadol reads the Megillah, there's one Drabanan. A katan, well, number one, Kriyas HaMegillah is only drabanan. But number two, a katan is not a bar chiyuv d'arais at all. His chiyuv within mitzvahs is itself a drabanan. So Tosfos writes a chiddush that a trei drabanan cannot be motzi a chad drabanan. It's not that all drabanans are on the same level. The katan is two steps removed from a chiyuv mikra hadid. The gadol only one step. So a trei drabanan cannot be motzi a chad drabanan. Maybe one could argue as follows, that after all, maybe a woman, afein haboso anes, in the mitzvah d'rabanan, maybe that's called a trei d'rabanan, and therefore can't be motzi a man even at night. Or a katan, Tosfos says, can't be motzi a gadol because of a trei d'rabanan, osi trei d'rabanan umapik chad d'rabanan. It's an important chiddush. You know, and when you start figuring out, you know, the chad d'rabanan, trei d'rabanan, you know, you have to balance a lot of variables now. Is Kriyas HaMegillah Drabanan or Divrei Kabbalah? Is there a difference in Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom, Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla? Right? A katan, a woman, the Ben Yerushalayim, and a Parmishtulos who's laning right, on a Friday. Now, you have a lot of variables that reduce something to a din Drabanan. They have to figure out all the combinations. Now, a Ben Yerushalayim, right, and a Purimishulosh, I'll tell them, oh, you know what, you can read the Megillah, or you can be Yotzi the Megillah, Ayidei Katan, because you're both a trader Rabbanan, now, in that particular case. No, but you can't leave for a Ben Yer, because that's a trader versus a Chad Rabbanan, like an interesting cases that one could combine. But many, many variables that one finds, but one of the issues is exactly this point, the Miri writes, that Kriyas HaMegillah is not Drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is considered to be that which is Divrei Kabbalah. In fact, the Magen Avraham has this kasha, that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos that a katan cannot be madlik ner Chanukah.